Hey everyone, welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
Oh, that's my friend John Lunger.
You okay, bud?
Yeah.
You lost all steam. You're playing with your earbuds.
I was trying to put the other one in, now that we're both chatting, but Apple earbuds are super uncomfortable, and I hate them, and they make my ears hurt, but they're the only... My other headphones, the one side stopped working, so this is what I'm working with. So I wanted to put them both in when we were starting.
Right. No, I feel you.
And then now that...
I didn't want to make you self-conscious, but, you know, it's all good. Well, welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. Again, this is the podcast where we take on Wikipedia head-to-head. Glenn and I will pick a topic that's submitted to us. We will come up with our own Wikipedia page, compare it to the original one, and see who won. But before we do that, Glenn, this week's episode is brought to you by, let me see here, Apple Earbuds.
Apple Earbuds. Tim Cook's got weird-shaped ears. That's their slogan, because I think the reason they're so uncomfortable is that they're made specifically for Tim Cook, and he's got weird ears.
Right, and so he'd be like, these are the most comfortable, best-fitting earbuds ever. Yeah.
He assumes everyone's ears are the same.
I've never, ever considered the shape of another human being's ears before.
These actively hurt me to put in, and they don't sound very good.
Fuck you, Tim Cook.
I know. God.
It's a grumpus to Tim Cook.
It's a grumpus. And whichever Apple exec decided to get rid of the headphone jack can go right to hell.
Yeah. Well, what do we got this week? Someone submitted a topic for us?
Yes. You know what it is?
I don't. The computer is facing you.
I'm surprised at how it's going to sound like we planned that intro. Today?
No.
We're talking about Bluetooth headphones.
Are we really?
Yeah. Suggested by my friend Patrick Cartelli of the Repeater Podcast.
Oh man, thanks Patrick. That's phenomenal, and no one's ever gonna believe that we didn't plan that.
Yeah, although to be fair, I did look before we started recording, and then we were talking about it. So maybe not on purpose, but I was aware of the topic.
I was completely unaware, and I thought I would mess with you a little bit.
Bluetooth headphones.
So I mean, obviously, we got to start with Bluetooth.
Yeah. It's a technology that uses radio signals to transmit information.
It has nothing to do with the color blue. It has nothing to do with teeth. That
do you know where the name comes from?
A marketing agency.
No. I mean, yes, but it predates the marketing agency that decided to use it.
Great. I still don't know. You have to keep talking.
I'm talking. I'm trying to remember all the facts. It comes from... Let's say a Danish king.
Okay.
It's definitely a king of somewhere in that area. I'm going Danish king. From earlier. Because there were runes involved.
Glenn.
From the year 14.
I'm really disappointed that no one else gets to see your face except for me right now, because it is a goddamn treat.
Danish king Bluetooth from the year 14. And that symbol, the BX thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the rune for his name.
Huh.
I think it might have been a combination of two runes, but that was his symbol.
I mean, that symbol is very rune-like, and while I can't tell if you're fucking with me right now,
no,
it's very believable.
The details might not be accurate, but it is 100% the name derives from, like, old-ass king. I'm trying to remember why. Like, what about this dude made people who are making, like, near-field radio communication happen? We're like, oh, you know what? This dude. This is our dude. We're calling it this. Probably because it comes from Denmark.
Yeah, I was thinking that was the where the blue came from. You know, Danish blue cheese, if you will. I don't have the technology background, but I've got the fat ass background. And
background.
I know that Denmark has great blue cheese.
Noted. Yeah, so they developed it in Denmark. And they're like, what are we going to name this after? I know. Point of huge national pride. Old King Toothy Blue.
Toothy.
Because I feel like it might have been like a translation thing.
Okay.
Because it's not like pirates where they're named like Redbeard because their beard's red. Like, I don't think...
I would posit, though, if you had a tooth that was the color blue, everyone would call you old Bluetooth.
Yeah. Are you guys, my name's Gary. Stop it.
Yeah, okay, Bluetooth.
I have one. I have one blue. What would make your tooth blue?
We're not calling you blue teeth. We're calling you Bluetooth,
just
Gary.
Got the one, Gary. It's very prominent. It's a canine. We can all see it. It's hard not to look at when you talk.
No, stop asking us to pull it out. We're not going to pull it out, Gary. That's gross.
Yeah, it's the year 14. That could legitimately kill you. We haven't figured out medicine yet. You will 100% get an infection and die, which I think is how he died.
No doubt.
He got a tooth infection and died. Because what would make your tooth blue? It can get, like, yellow over time. Mm-hmm. Get, like, brown if it disconnects at the root and, like, dies off.
Yeah, right.
Or, like, kind of a grayish color if it's not getting blood flow. I think there's blood.
I think the answer is it got cold.
Because it got cold.
Yeah. Or really sad. Hey, Gary, what's wrong with your teeth? Have a tough day?
I'm going to say it's because he died of copper toxicity.
Oh, plausible.
Because I know copper sulfate is blue. So if you had too much copper that builds up in one of your teeth,
yeah,
then you get copper toxicity and die, but you're a beloved king, so they put a big monument to you with a cool symbol, and then 2,000 years later,
when they're marketing Nearfield,
some tech geniuses in Denmark are like, what are we going to call this? We can make this piece of electronics talk to that one from like 15 feet away. That's pretty good, right? What are we going to name it? Oh, you know what?
He looks out the window and the monument's right there.
Because the thing is, you can see it from
everywhere.
Everywhere. Like Paris in a movie. Yeah. Just every window mm-hmm. has the Eiffel Tower outside of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Despite that not being the case for like 105% of Paris.
So literally 105%. So there's not a single window in Paris that can see the Eiffel Tower.
By law. Any building with a one wall facing the Eiffel Tower, no windows. Boarded up. If you want to see it, you walk down the street and you go. It's the law. It's Paris justice.
Paris justice. I'd watch that show.
just a show of just French police officers running around enforcing dumb made up laws.
Yeah, being like really polite.
I'd like that.
Yeah. So wireless Bluetooth headphones, is that what we're doing?
Specifically Bluetooth, yeah. So
all right, so you already nailed Bluetooth. It's a technology that makes computers talk to each other.
Yeah.
When they're near each other.
You can use it. Headphones, I think, are the thing that most people associate Bluetooth technology with, but you can also use it for other things. It's not exclusive to audio.
Well, yeah, I mean, in 2018, that's the most common use of it, right? Like, so you've got your smartphone, and you're using Bluetooth to connect that to your car stereo or to an external speaker or to your headphones, right? Like,
yes.
That's what most people use it for. The vast majority of people, that's their experience.
I would say it's its primary function, but not exclusive. If you have a selfie stick with a button that is usually connected to Bluetooth, or some of them plug in, but you can get like camera remotes.
Right. If you're still using a selfie stick with Bluetooth compatibility in 2018, you should just reevaluate your life and where you're at.
I hate to be the guy defending selfie sticks, but like,
there's no place for them.
I disagree.
Where's the place for them?
The end of your arm if you want to take a picture of yourself.
Fuck
from
you.
More than a foot and a half away.
That's not much of a defense. Like, why? Like, if you want a picture of yours, just at that point, just have someone take the picture.
Ugh, no. I'm going to talk to a stranger. Hey, person I've never met who's just walking down the street. Can you hold this $1,000 tiny computer for me and point it at my... I know
you are paying way too much for your phone.
I rounded up.
That's way too much.
That's how much the iPhone X costs, and there's $1,000 cell phones out. Mine's not, but I rounded up for emphasis. But I don't want to interrupt somebody's day to make them take. Plus, that person's probably a shitty photographer.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right, because none of us are good photographers anymore because we're all using our bullshit phones.
Oh, my God. Have you ever gone to a show? Of course you have. You work in an arts venue.
Yes.
Where people are taking pictures with the performer after the show. It's a goddamn nightmare because everyone's trying to take a picture with a phone they don't understand how to use, and then they give it to their aunt, and they're like, hey, Deborah, take this picture. Like,
you leave Deborah out of this, you monster.
She's like, I don't know how. I know that all camera phones work pretty much exactly the same way, but I'm going to act like I've never seen one before. Because I'm in my mid-50s.
Okay.
Deborah.
All right. Okay. Counter-argument. They don't all... They do have nuances between them. One of my coworkers has an Android phone, and his stupid video app, for whatever reason, like, when you click the button to record, it, like, zooms in, like, a shit ton. And it's just like, well, that's not helpful at all. Like, now I got to reframe the shot after I started recording. Stupid Android phone.
I feel like that might be a you problem, not a phone problem. But that's my point, is like, I can't trust you to take pictures now, John Longer.
You've never trusted me in the first place.
Not to take pictures.
I've asked you so many times. I've been
Glenn,
with Glenn.
Let me
take your picture.
Of you and Puddles, or whoever's at SteelStacks today. And I would say no, because you don't know how to do it, because you're a dumb idiot.
I hate you so much. Bluetooth speaker headphone things.
That's why you get a Bluetooth camera remote for your camera or your phone.
Okay.
But and then you just press it. It's like a little remote shutter button.
Yeah, no, I got that. But we're not supposed to be talking about that. We got to talk about the headphones.
Headphones specifically.
I feel like it's like we're at the end of the rope for them. You know, I mean, like, it's, I don't know, they're headphones and they use that technology we've just talked about. There's not a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, we can talk about how most of them are trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I used to write for an internet website called Geekosystem.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. because I done killed it. It's my fault. I deleted it from the internet one day by accident. Sticky fingers. Whoops.
Gross.
But a thing I would frequently do for that website was review Bluetooth headphones. Because Bluetooth headphone companies love sending people who write for internet blogs headphones. They just showed up just en masse week after week.
So this is several years ago. So at that point, the technology is still not
great.
So hot at that point.
Where the most frequent problem I had was if it's connected to my phone and my phone is in my pocket and I'm wearing the headphones, I'm walking around, the signal cuts in and out.
Yeah, and at that point, you know, it would be better to have the cord.
Yeah.
There's no benefit at this point. You're
if
more annoyed.
I put the phone down on like a table and it's not moving around and I got them in. They work pretty good from like a reasonable distance.
But this is like 2015-ish?
Yeah.
You know, so we've come a long way.
So there have been improvements. I did buy a more recent pair that worked slightly better. I did notice if my phone is in my pocket in a way that it's like jiggling profusely, then the signal still cuts in and out. But like, you know, if I got them tight pants on.
Those tight pants.
If I got my tight pants on and it's just really all up against me, it usually works pretty good.
See, I like my phone to jiggle.
You got to get that jiggly phone. That's how it counts your steps.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Bluetooth headphones, done. Like, there's not really a lot of mystery here. There should be a section on how... as a marketing professional, all of these like promotional product companies try to get you to put your logo on like Bluetooth headphones as giveaways, and it's just like, no, none of these headphones are of a high enough quality that anyone will ever keep them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be so crappy that they're going to associate my brand with these shitty headphones.
Stop trying to get me to put logos on headphones that are bad for imprint.com.
Yeah. Vistaprint.com.
Yeah, slow your roll. Right, because when you do like marketing stuff, that's the real balance. I had a pair of wired earbuds from. We brought them up. The earbuds were bad. The company is very good. It was from Maxfun. I like them a lot. One of the donor gifts one year was branded headphones that I liked using because they looked nice and they weren't Apple ones, so they didn't feel like they stabbing knives into my ears. They were comfortable because they're soft. Tim, make them soft, you dumb idiot.
Grumpus.
Nobody wants hard plastic orbs in their ears, you stupid little man.
Yeah, and I love how they think that the cord was the problem with the earbuds.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to make these harder and a weirder shape, but now there's no wires. There's just...
Yeah, so now they're going to fucking fall out and you've got
plastic,
nothing to catch them
just
with.
Plastic dicks hanging out of your ears and you look like a stupid idiot.
Yeah, weird looking white plastic alien dicks, too.
I've heard that those work very well in terms of like while you're moving. Like they don't cut in and out. But also, you just look like a real idiot. That's the trade-off. You're like, oh, these are the best Bluetooth headphones ever created. You're going to look so stupid. But they're going to work good. You're going to hear, you can really blast your favorite Frank Sidebottom tunes with these. But you're just, oh, you're going to look just so dumb.
You know, while we're blasting Apple for their shitty earbuds, you know, so they made the decision to get rid of the headphone jack, right? And they also made the decision to call the attachment that you plug into the power supply a dongle. Which, I mean, come on.
I don't know if that's an Apple-specific term.
Well, I mean, they popularized it. It's their fault
that
I fucking know it.
Well, they popularized it in that they made dongles very necessary for a lot of their product.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Dongle is a dumb name, and I'm not mature enough to
handle
it.
It's a dumb name. It's a dumb thing, and people don't like it when they have to use them. Like, I have an Apple phone that does not have a headphone jack. And the big complaint with that is people are like, oh, I can't have headphones in and charge it at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that is almost literally never a thing I'm trying to do.
Right.
I would say 105% of the time I'm not trying to do those two things at once. But then sometimes I am, and it's very frustrating when I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like being in Paris and not being able to see the Eiffel Tower out of a window.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add to this Wikipedia page.
I think we got to go a little more in the history of the jams themselves. We talked a lot about old Toothy Blue.
Okay.
They were invented in...
What, are you talking about headphones in general?
No, Bluetooth ones specifically.
So oh, in 2009.
I think before. I'm trying to take a real swing at this one.
All right, well.
I want to say the technology... Like, I feel like they were probably starting to get... commercially available at like a reasonable price around 2009.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2002.
I mean, that's bold. I disagree with you, and I'm very excited to see if the Wikipedia page can teach us the truth on that.
I mean, it probably will.
I mean, I don't know. We've been let down pretty hard. Let's not forget ferrets.
So I think
that Wikipedia page let me down very hard.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to cover.
I'm not even entirely sure there's going to be a Bluetooth headphone Wikipedia page, to be honest with you. There might be a Bluetooth page. There might be a headphone page. I don't know that there is a Wikipedia page for this.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Okay. I don't think I have much more.
All right, you talk, I'll type.
I think 2002 it was invented, and then it took a while. Because with any new technology, like it takes a while to get affordable en masse. And headset audio.
Yeah, but it's not Bluetooth.
Is there a Bluetooth subsection?
All right, so I searched Bluetooth headphones, and it took me to the headset audio page. And a headset is defined as a headphone and a microphone, right? So that's how they're defining headphone. There is a Bluetooth subsection.
But not, like, you can get... Bluetooth headphones that have microphones, you can get ones that
right. I mean,
don't.
The Bluetooth earpiece with your phone, right? Like right. that's I think probably
it's a common,
why it took me here.
It's a common feature to have right. a microphone on a Bluetooth headset, but they don't all have that.
So on this page, it says Bluetooth technology is widely used for short-range voice transmission. It can be used as a tool for data transmission. The short range, due to using low power to reduce battery drain, is a limiting factor. A very common application is a hands-free Bluetooth earpiece, and then it's just headsets. So this isn't really great. So I'm just going to go back to Bluetooth because I think that is probably the most interesting part of this. Okay, Bluetooth is a wireless technology standard for exchanging data over short distances using shortwave UHF radio waves in the ISM band from 2.4 to 2.48 GHZ. What's GHZ?
Gigahertz.
Thank you, sir. Cool. So you pretty much nailed that.
I mean, I didn't get specific with
You didn't get specific with gigahertz, but you nailed the rest of it, right?
I feel like I should have tried.
But you didn't. It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. I actually feel very satisfied from what you said earlier. You're picking at your teeth. Are you worried they turn them blue?
I'm worried I got
Chinese food stuck in there, maybe?
Cabbage stuck in them.
It's okay, bud. Bluetooth is managed by the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, which has more than 30,000 member companies in the areas of telecommunication, computing, networking, and consumer electronics. The IEEE standardization Bluetooth, as I don't know what that means. There's just a bunch of stuff. Basically, a lot of companies can do stuff with Bluetooth, and they all make sure everyone's doing it okay.
I do know what it means. I can't think of what it is.
So you want me to click through?
Because they publish IEEE Spectrum.
It's the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers.
Yeah, they have a great journal for following tech news and good innovation.
All right, so continuing on the Bluetooth page, because there isn't a Bluetooth headphone page. The origin is the development of the short link radio technology, later named Bluetooth. It was invented in 1989 by Nils Rydbeck. He was the chief technology officer at Ericsson Mobile in Sweden.
So close.
Yeah, and by someone named Johan Ullman, who they give no other information about. The purpose was to develop wireless headsets and I guess that was where Ullman came in. Johan Ullman did a lot of the headset development. The name and logo, here we go. The name Bluetooth is an anglicized version of the Scandinavian, oh my God, Blatan, maybe? I don't know. I don't speak Old Norse. So it's the epithet of the 10th century king, Harald Bluetooth, who united dissonant Danish tribes into a single kingdom. What's up, Glenn Tickle?
Yeah.
Doing a victory dance, bobbing his head over there. You do know things.
A little off with the year, but I'll take it.
Yeah. So the idea for the name was proposed in 1997 by Jim Kardak of Intel, who developed a system that would allow mobile phones to communicate with computers.
Because it brought all the tribes together.
Right, yeah. At the time of his proposal, he was reading Franz G. Bengtsson's historical novel, The Long Ships, about Vikings and King Harald Bluetooth. There you go. The logo is a bind rune merging the younger Fartak rune and the, I don't know, his initials. Yeah, you're right. It's two runes smacked together, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm crushing this one.
You really are. And, like, honestly, like, we already won because there doesn't a Bluetooth headphone. There's not a Wikipedia. Yeah, we already won.
We went out of the gate.
Yeah, we should
get. Let alone all these great facts that I knew.
Yeah, man.
I don't remember. I know sometimes when I know things, I say, like, oh, I learned it. I have no idea why I know these things. Probably from another podcast somewhere.
Probably. You want to do any shout-outs or grumpuses to other podcasts real quick?
I feel like it's most likely from 99% Invisible, so even if it's not, you should listen to them because they're real good.
Yeah, there you go. There's a great section on here called Bluetooth versus Wi-Fi, which I just like that heading, and I like to imagine a Tron/Matrix-style war where Bluetooth and Wi-Fi are battling.
They both find out that their moms have the same name, so they start fighting.
I mean, it's a classic story. And there's other, you know, boring specifications. The Bluetooth page is pretty robust. There's lots of bulleted lists to lots of fun things like the introduction of the Internet of Things, low energy secure connection, data packet length extension, just lots of real
extend that packet length.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because you have to pair them. We didn't mention pairing.
Yeah,
you have to pair your devices with whatever Bluetooth accessory.
That's a good fact. That is sort of a letdown. We didn't mention that if you just own Bluetooth headphones, that doesn't do you any good if you don't have something else.
It can be a problem because my wife's car doesn't have Bluetooth as a feature, but we have a little dongle that you plug in.
Fuck you.
But it only remembers one device at a time. Like, my car does have Bluetooth, but it can hold multiple phones in it. So, like, if you borrowed my car, like, you could connect your phone without, like, deleting mine off of it.
Similar story. We have a very cheap, like, stocking stuffer Bluetooth speaker for our shower, and it only can recognize one device at a time. And if you don't disconnect your phone, and the other person goes in the bathroom, they can't connect to that speaker.
Yeah.
And I don't have much of a commute, so a lot of my good listening happens in the shower, and or if I'm taking a relaxing bubble bath in a tub that I am very much too big for.
I'm too big for my tub.
But I still do it. It's good for you. Self-care is important.
It makes me feel bad that I can't get in there more. It's mostly because of how tall I am, not how fat I am.
Me too. Yeah, same boat.
I can't sit up like with my legs extended in the bathtub. So like I have to crouch them at a weird angle.
Yeah.
I can't get my back comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's not good for anybody.
But yeah, the thing that we have in my wife's car is similar. You can pair it, but it's like extra steps and it's a big pain in the butt. So if like I pair it to mine when I'm driving her car, so that we can listen to My Little Pony. So it's basically whoever has to play My Little Pony songs for our children in the car.
Real quick, best My Little Pony song.
Awesome As I Want to Be, from the Equestria Girls movie, Rainbow Rocks.
You have to check that out.
It's legitimately, like, I have a playlist that I've made that I listen to before shows. I know we talked about my gym playlist that I don't use anymore because I don't go to the gym. But if I started up again, I would put it on that playlist too. But it's on my playlist for before shows. It's Awesome As I Want to Be, as performed by Rainbow Dash, who I don't think she's one of the Tara Strong ponies. I forget the voice actress that does Rainbow Dash.
Already more information than I needed to know.
Yeah. If we did one on My Little Pony, I would just...
You'd crush.
Destroy Wikipedia. Special guest, my 5-year-old daughter, Amelia. She would tell you all about every pony.
Well, I mean, I think it's time to call a winner because there's no Wikipedia page
for
it.
For
so
sure. There was no specific Bluetooth headphone Wikipedia page.
And that pulls us into the lead. We are back in front, 6-5-3. So that's exciting. Reminder to those listening, if at the end of this project Glenn and I are in the lead, we actually are awarded the entirety of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So that's what's on the line.
We get the whole thing. It's ours now.
Yeah. So we got to close out here, which means we got to come up with a fake fact, which feels almost impossible because there's no place to put it. Yeah. Like, we don't have a Wikipedia page to compare this to. This is uncharted territory, Glenn. I'm not sure how you want to handle it.
I think what we need is two, because there is not a Bluetooth headphone page, but there's headset and Bluetooth pages, so we need one for each. So, a Harold Bluetooth, so-called because he had copper toxicity that turned one of his canine teeth blue.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What do you got for headphones?
Headsets. In the state of Rhode Island, it is illegal to operate a motorized vehicle while using a headset.
Okay.
I mean, it's not real.
It might be.
Maybe.
Could be.
Very much enough that you'd need to look it up.
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely states that, even with hands-free technology, say, like, no, no, no.
Yeah. Rhode Island, the ocean state,
Rhode
baby.
Island. The first state.
That's Delaware.
The second state.
I'm pretty sure Rhode Island is the ocean state.
One of the states.
It's the ocean state because they have the highest percentage of beachfront property of any state because they're so small.
It's a dick move, Rhode
Island. Rhode Island is all about cop-outs.
You have 4 blocks of beachfront realty.
Yeah, but when your entire state is 16 blocks, that's pretty significant, Glenn.
It's an ice cold move.
Ice cold. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We're at the end of the podcast. Remember to subscribe, like, do all those things you're supposed to do at end of podcasts, and help us out.
Do it, or I'll push you down a flight of stairs.
Bye.